On June 12th at 5:21 p.m. Eastern Time, a Friday, the United States government took an artificial intelligence model offline. Not threatened to, not warned about, took it offline. 3 days after its launch, customers worldwide, finance shops, healthcare practices, small SaaS companies, opened their dashboards Monday morning and their AI assistants were just gone.
And here is the part nobody is talking about. That is only the third biggest AI deadline hitting your business this summer. Three deadlines, 42 days. Most business owners haven't heard of any of them. So what are they? And which one is the one that bites your business first?
Okay, Marcus, you have a website, right? Probably with a chat bubble in the corner. You have email marketing, maybe with an AI that drafts replies for you. Your team uses Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace. Maybe a Copilot license, too. Three honest yeses, and every single one of those is on a clock right now. So lay it out. What are these three deadlines?
Number one, August 2nd, 2026, 42 days from today. California Senate Bill 942 and the European Union Artificial Intelligence Act both go live the same morning. They were aligned on purpose. If you operate a chatbot, an AI receptionist, an SMS autoresponder, anything where a customer talks to software that sounds like a person, you must tell them so. Disclose, clearly and conspicuously, that they are talking to an AI.
$2,500 per conversation. In Europe, up to 35 million euros, or 7% of your global revenue.
Per conversation. And California already has a related law live since January 1st, Senate Bill 243. $1,000 private right of action, meaning any California resident who chats with your undisclosed AI can personally sue you for $1,000. You know that feeling at 3 a.m. when you remember you sent an email you can't take back? It's that, except it's a lawsuit. Deadline number two.
July 1st, 9 days from today. Microsoft turns on new 365 Copilot small business plans and raises prices on most business subscriptions by 12 to 17%. Business Basic, up 17%. Business Standard, up 12%. The promotional Copilot pricing that was out there through March, gone. Lock in your renewal before July 1st, or you are on the new sticker.
Number three. June 12th set the precedent. The U.S. Commerce Department ordered Anthropic to disable two of its top models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, globally. Within hours, for every customer in every country, including the United States, some businesses open Monday morning to find their AI sales email writer just returned an error. Until June 12th, your AI vendor was a SaaS relationship.
After June 12th, your AI vendor is potentially controlled technology that can be turned off by Commerce Department letter. You can't appeal it. There is no court remedy that works. So, three deadlines, one in 9 days, one in 42 days, and one that already happened and is the new rule of the road.
Okay, so how does a small business owner, 6 employees, 20 employees, 50 employees, actually use this? Because most of what I'm hearing on LinkedIn is panic and buy more AI.
Here's the move nobody is making. The owners who win the next quarter are not the ones who panic buy more AI. They're the ones who read these three deadlines and use them to take share from competitors who don't.
The owners who win the next quarter are the ones who use these deadlines to take share from competitors who don't. Every law that creates compliance burden also creates a moat. Every price hike that hits everyone equally also creates an opportunity for whoever moves first.
Give me a concrete example.
Two examples. One, your competitor down the street has an AI chatbot. They don't add the disclosure by August 2nd. They get one private right of action lawsuit. That's $1,000 plus legal fees, plus a Yelp review, plus a Google review, plus a story in their local paper. Meanwhile, your chatbot has the disclosure, and you put the disclosure in a way that signals trust. Hey, you're talking to our AI assistant. If you want a human, type agent.
That sentence makes you look more professional, not less. Compliance becomes a marketing asset.
And the second one?
Microsoft's price hike, 12 to 17%. Every competitor in your industry is going to feel that on July 1st. Some are going to absorb it. Some are going to raise their own prices to cover it. The ones who already did the math, who already decided who gets a co-pilot seat and who doesn't, instead of buying 10 and praying, those operators just opened up margin their competitors don't have. Do the math now, before July 1st.
So both deadlines aren't just threats. They're sorting events. Every regulatory deadline is a sorting event. Some businesses sort up, some sort down. The decision is whether you read the rules early or read them after.
All right, four steps. What does a business owner do this week, this actual week, to get on the right side of all three deadlines? Four steps, all free, all doable this week. Number one.
Open a spreadsheet today and inventory every single place where AI talks to your customers. Website chat, SMS auto replies, AI phone receptionist, email auto drafts, CRM AI assistant, Facebook Messenger bot, Instagram DM bot, WhatsApp business bot. For each one, three columns. What is it? Does a human approve before send? Does the customer know it's AI? That spreadsheet is your August 2nd compliance map. Most owners find 6 to 12 surfaces. Almost all of them are undisclosed.
2 hours of work. Number two, add the disclosure sentence to every Yes AI surface this week, the legally accepted baseline, and write this down, quote, you're chatting with an AI assistant. If you need a human, just type agent or call our office, end quote. Put it in the opening message. Put it in the placeholder text. Screenshot every disclosure as it appears to the user and save them with today's date. Build the compliance trail before you need it. If you ever get sued under Senate Bill 243, your entire defense is, we disclosed, here's the time-stamped screenshot.
Before July 1st, decide who gets a co-pilot seat. Three pilot users, not 10. One executive assistant or ops lead, one sales rep, one finance person. Total cost, $90 a month committed. Every Friday for 4 weeks, ask each one a single question. Did Copilot save you measurable time this week? Specifically what? Track the answers. If yes, expand. If no, kill the seat. Most SMB Copilot deployments fail because nobody measures and the cost just becomes background noise.
Measure it weekly, not quarterly. Number four, and this is the big one.
Number four,
this weekend, sign up for openrouter.ai. It's free to start, pay as you go. Route one of your AI workflows through it instead of calling OpenAI or Anthropic directly. Now, when the next Fable 5-style shutdown happens, switching which AI model serves your business is one config change, not a 3-week refactor. Build the abstraction layer this weekend. And while you're at it, document the steps to self-host an open-weight model like Llama 4 or Mistral.
You don't need to run it today. You need to be able to run it inside 48 hours if the closed models all go dark together. That's the whole playbook. Inventory, disclose, pilot, abstract.
Four steps. Roughly one weekend of work. Cost $0 to $90 depending on the co-pilot pilot. Result, you are on the right side of all three deadlines and you have an asset your competitors don't have.
2010, the mobile app gold rush. Every business owner was hearing the same thing. You need an app. You need to be on mobile. You need a presence. And there were three or four bets you can make. iOS, Android, BlackBerry, Flash on mobile web. Some operators picked one. Some operators hedged. The businesses that built for both iOS and Android, they survived.
The ones who bet only on BlackBerry, and there were a lot of them in 2010, BlackBerry was the enterprise default, they didn't survive. They got bought for parts.
sometimes by the operators who hedged. The lesson is, when the platform layer underneath your business becomes contested, you don't bet your business on one platform. You build an abstraction layer so you control which platform you're on, not the platform's vendor. In 2010, that meant cross-platform mobile. In 2026, that means multi-model AI. Open router, light LLM, portkey. The names don't matter. The discipline matters. One config change, not 3 weeks of refactor.
They will tell themselves the same story BlackBerry shops told themselves in 2011. It probably won't happen to me. Our vendor seems stable. We have a contract. And then one Friday afternoon, 5:21 p.m., they will open an email that takes their AI offline. And on Monday morning, they will be calling vendors trying to migrate while their customers wait.
Okay, Marcus, for the owner listening right now who says, this is too much, I have a business to run, I don't have a weekend to spend on this, what's the move?
Two moves. Free move first. Go to ai.advalorem.io/reports. We just published 3 companion reports, one for each of these deadlines. Free. Cited. Read them this weekend. That's the free path.
And the paid packs.
Ad Valorem builds the full audit and rollout plan for you. Standard sprint is $3,500, 24-hour turnaround. We deliver the chatbot disclosure audit, the Copilot rollout decision matrix, and the multi-model abstraction setup, all 3. Rush is $5,500, 12-hour turnaround if you need it before July 1st.
Or you want us to be your AI research desk on retainer. That's our monthly desk, $7,500 a month. We ship you a new deliverable every week.
42 days, 9 days, and the model portability one is already passed. Decide this week which path you're on, the free path, the standard, the rush, or the desk. Don't be the operator who reads the rules after.
3 deadlines, 4 playbook steps, 1 weekend. Share this with one other business owner, the one in your network who has a chatbot on their website and 0 idea about August 2nd. They need this. Stay early.